I'm talking to Louise Morris, who is from Samaritans, and you're one of the partners mentioned in the presentations tonight, being part of the mobile volunteering project. So why are you involved in this?
Well, Samaritans has had a relationship with Orange for a couple of years now. They their stores are involved in supporting the cause through normal volunteering, day-to-day volunteering, face-to-face volunteering.
Right.
And a number of months ago, Orange asked us if we had any ideas that they would be able to use to potentially prototype and use for the mobile volunteering application.
Right.
So that's how we became involved.
Tell us a bit about Samaritans for people who may not know.
Well, Samaritans offers the only 24/7 emotional support service. So we are there, most commonly known as people know with the phone line. We've got 200 branches around the UK answering people's calls. People who may not have anyone else to turn to who are in emotional distress and who may be feeling suicidal. So we provide a really vital need in society, particularly in the current times with the recession and with people's lives becoming more pressurised and more hectic. We're finding the need for our service is greater than ever at the moment.
Yeah.
How the app is really going to fit into that is the mobile volunteering app for Samaritans. It's going to help the charity in a number of ways. What it is it's a survey. We're asking people to engage with Samaritans by thinking about how they're feeling and say if they're feeling, you know, upbeat, if they're feeling down. That's an important part of what we do as a charity. So it's really getting people engaged.
Yes.
We encourage people to talk about how they feel so they can become, you know, more positive about their situation. So that's really important.
And I suppose the fact that we all have our mobiles pretty much constantly buyers, especially, you know, especially when things are difficult. I mean, I know when my mother's ill, for example, my mobile is right next to my bed, because if she phones up, she needs to speak to me, kind of thing. So this idea of using some of that time to enable engagement with your organisation, with people who use their mobiles, I guess that must be a really kind of interesting angle.
It is really interesting. I mean, it's not something we've done before. You know, there isn't anything like that out there at the moment. So it's really exciting to be part of that. And I think it will have another, you know, people answering the survey is going to be fantastic. We can then use those findings as a charity. But it's also great, the more people who use this app will know what Samaritan's number is. They will know we're there to help them.
Right.
It's about raising awareness for the cause, and people who may not previously have known exactly what Samaritan's have done will spend, you know, a few times. So I think that's also a really positive impact on charities and NGOs for this. It's also awareness raising of the cause and how they can help people.
Yeah. And how's the process been working as far as the kind of engagement's concerned? It seems to me it's quite unusual for a company as big as Orange to have this sort of project. I mean, they seem to be very kind of, I don't know, integrated with the community of which you and other organisations, third sector organisations and developers are part. That's not something I've really sort of seen to that extent before.
Yeah, I think for us it is a really positive thing to see an organisation, a corporate organisation, taking the lead within the community and with charities. I mean, Orange does have a history of charitable giving and volunteering.
Yes.
So it's not something completely new, we don't feel, in terms of them engaging with charities. But I think in this way...
So it's kind of built on your existing relationship with them.
Yeah, but I also think in this way it's very different. It is about, you know, Samaritans have been involved with Orange in developing this. You know, we've put an idea forward, it's been selected, and now, you know, Orange are leading the way and they're enabling that idea to happen for us. So I think it's not kind of going to a charity saying, you know, we'd like you to do this and this is our idea. It's really engaging. The charity's been engaged and they've said, what could we do that would help you within mobile app volunteering? So that's quite different, I think.
So there seems to be an openness to the way in which the process is being run, which actually depends quite a lot on the level of trust between your organisation and the others involved, not just Orange, but say they have developers as part of this. And that seems to me to be potentially very powerful if you can build on that.
Yeah, I think it is.
And who knows where it might go? It's fantastic.
I think, from a personal point of view, and not even just from a Samaritan's point of view, I think, you know, you can see it's something that will catch on and it will soon be that people, you know, feel they should be doing this and they should be giving that time when they're sitting on the bus or sitting on the train. And then, you know, from Samaritan's point of view and from the other causes involved, it's going to have a really positive impact.
Louise, thank you very much.
You're welcome.